This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Food and Drug Administration just announced that it plans to crack down on health clinics that it says are providing unproven, unsafe stem cell treatments. There are hundreds of these in the U.S. that market stem cell treatments for a wide variety of diseases, and some may have gotten around existing FDA regulation. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is here with us. Mariel, to start, what's the stem cell treatments we're talking about?
Well, so stem cells are a type of cell in the human body. They help repair our tissues when we get injured. And what's unique about them is they're like a blank slate. They can divide and then morph into other kinds of cells, red blood cells, muscle cells, whatever your body needs. So scientists have been trying to figure out whether they can inject stem cells into people to treat certain diseases. But for the most part, there's not enough evidence yet that these treatments are safe or that they work.
And yet, there's an entire industry offering stem cell treatments.
Yeah, so a study by a couple researchers last year found almost 600 clinics around the U.S., many in California and Florida, marketing stem cell treatments. Some of them claim to use stem cells to treat diseases like ALS, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Others say they can roll back the effects of aging. There's a stem cell facelift, for example. I talked to Lee Turner, who teaches at the University of Minnesota and co-authored that study.
You can just find hundreds of businesses making these unsubstantiated marketing claims. And that's where, you know, you run into a lot of problems in terms of the risk that people are spending thousands or tens of thousands of dollars and effectively being defrauded.
He says, on top of that, these treatments can be dangerous. In some patients, they've caused blindness, tumors, even death.
All right. And are stem cell treatments currently regulated at some level by the FDA?
They are, but the law leaves some wiggle room. So if a clinic meets a few requirements, like only manipulating cells in certain ways before injecting them, it doesn't have to get FDA approval. A lot of providers say they fall under that category. But in some cases, that's not true. So now the agency's doing a couple things. It's stepping up enforcement on clinics that are breaking the law. And it's coming out with new guidelines to make it clearer which treatments have to get approval and what the process entails.
All right. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra on the stem cell beat.